The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Good morning, Early Edge family, and welcome to a beautiful Monday. We've got a great show for you today. We got NBA, MLB, of course, some soccer. We're going to have an NHL pick in here as well. And speaking of picks, let's take a look at how we did on the Saturday edition. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this is two Saturdays in a row. You guys might want to stay tuned on that Saturday show because it was 5-1 last week. And it was 5-1 again this week. Absolutely love to see it. We got to try to replicate that on this show. By the way, Sean Atland, I see you. Thomas Kerwick, Mark Buckle, Chad Eubanks, Dan Cummins, Japan. Love seeing everybody in here. Please hit the like button and please welcome in the stars of the show. Today on this Monday, we've got prop stars. We've got buckets. And oh, look at this. A-Mags, we don't usually have you here on a Monday. You're wearing the Cincinnati Reds hat. Does that mean you have a Cincinnati Reds pick, or is that just you're just wearing the hat?
I just kind of threw the hat on because I was liking the vibe. But I will say my buddy Prop Stars there has a pick on that game. So hopefully you already got that on the website because it's moved.
Oh, the website. That must be sportsline.com. Proppy, before I go to buckets and before I go to his two soccer picks, I got to ask you because the NFL draft wrapped up, 2 days ago, technically. Your reaction, I mean, it's such a loaded question, right? Because there's a lot of teams drafting, but anything that just jump out to you after these three rounds, or I should say 3 days of draft?
Yeah, it was a fascinating, very eventful draft. Early on, you know, when it's, I think a lot of people thought over the first 5 to 6 picks, and then Michael Penix getting drafted by the Atlanta Falcons, really just set things off from there. We saw a historic run on offensive players go. So it was just a fascinating draft. I really felt my Philadelphia Eagles had a fantastic draft. Anytime you're getting Cooper DeJean at pick 40, who I had rated as the number one cornerback and personally my number one defender as well, was just phenomenal value, as well as Tarion Mitchell as well. So just phenomenal job by the Eagles. Love a lot of the late picks as well. I thought the Chargers had a tremendous draft. Not a surprise with Harbaugh joining there. You could see, obviously, he really understood the incoming players. I also felt the Pittsburgh Steelers had a wonderful draft. If we look at a lot of selections they made, just really terrific football players. The adding of a draft, they had just an absolute bevy of picks. I also think AMAX, New York Giants, another team that had a good draft. So the NFC had a very strong draft overall, I would say. So, yeah, it was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. And we have an idea of what teams got a lot better.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be on HQ later today at 7:30 talking some NFL futures, so tune in for that. But Buckets, we got to go to you. We got to get to our official picks, and I noticed Fresco C in here, who I haven't seen that name in quite some time. He says Buckets for president. So I want your official picks, but we've got a presidential election coming up. Is Proppy still your running mate for this iteration of an election here?
See, I got to be completely honest with you and everyone. I woke up this morning with a fever of 101, so I'm just trying to get through my picks and get out of here. Of course, I'm still with Proppy, but I don't really know where I am right now, so don't ask me too many questions.
That's totally fair. All right. Well, I've just got two questions for you then. What is your first pick, and what is your second pick?
All right, this is my bad because I picked some really hard to pronounce teams on a day where I'm not feeling too hot, but we are going to start with the Swedish Allsvenskan. And again, guys, please bear with me here. I'm looking at the match between Brama Pokkjarna taking on IFK Göteborg. And I know this is going to sound a little bit of a weird one because Brama Pokkjarna has only won one of the last 15 meetings between them and Göteborg. They've only won once since 2009. And yet I am backing Brama here at draw no bet at minus 125 because this is a team that has only been back in the Allsvenskan for two seasons now. They were promoted in 2022. They barely survived relegation last year, but now this club finally has some money. They finally have some good players, and they finally have some really, really good management off of the pitch here. This is a team that has looked incredible in their opening five matches, only picking up a single loss, and I think that today will be the second of 16 times that they end up beating Göteborg. So taking that draw no bet for the team that currently is in better form at home. Then for our second bet, we're going to Italy's Serie A and a big matchup here between Genoa and Cagliari. And Serie A is an absolute cluster right now. This league is in shambles as they are figuring out their relegation race right now. Inter Milan has already won the league, so the top of the board, we're not too worried about that. We're worried about this relegation battle that Cagliari is a part of. Between 14th to 18th on the table, only 3 points are separating these clubs, which means every game they're playing right now is a must win. Cagliari are the underdogs, but Cagliari have also hit both teams to score four matches straight as this team is playing scrappy, just chippy, almost devious ball right now as they're going for every point they possibly can here. Both teams to score at minus 110, see it for me as a gift because I would have played it if it was minus 145 here for a Genoa team that loves a draw and a Cagliari team that needs to go for goals here.
Okay, and I'm gonna ask you this one more time, or I should say just one time because I know I'm going to screw this up during the recap screen. The first bet. What's the pronunciation of this first team?
Genoa.
No.
First bet. Oh, Brama Pokkjarna.
Oh, you are such a jerk. I can't believe you are doing this to me. All right. Well, if you want to take that bet or the other bet, you can do that, of course, at BetMGM. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to a lot. Speaking of a bevy of baseball picks. We got NBA, a little bit of NHL as well, and we're going to get to it right after this break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back on the Early Edge, and I don't know what happened to Buckets. He's going to be here or he's not going to be here. But I'll say this. Eric David says, Odsia butchers that Swedish name, minus 750. Buckets is back with his red shirt. Oh, wow. This is quite the coordination. I should have worn my red polo here. All right. Well, we're going to not a red team here. We're going to go to the Tigers. I'm going to have a first five money line here. I like Kenta Maeda over Steven Matz. Now, both of these pitchers have been pretty underwhelming. But if you look, and honestly, hey, Mags, I'm going to go to you after this because I think you had something to say about Kenta Maeda last week when his name came up. But if you look at what he's been doing two of his last three, he has picked up the pace a little bit. He has been a little bit better. And I cannot say the same for Steven Matz. Detroit at home here. I think both of these teams, you know, one against lefties, one against righties, pretty underwhelming when it comes to the bats, but I just think fading Steven Matz is the play here, especially when I'm getting basically close to, I shouldn't say even money, but close to minus 110 odds each way on this one. So give me the Tigers first five money line, minus 114, really targeting Steven Matz in this one. And A-Max, before we go to your picks, you did have something, maybe I'm setting myself up for disaster here because I can't remember precisely what you said, but I did think you said something to the effect of Maeda might be turning a corner, and that was last week. Am I remembering that incorrectly?
You're remembering that correctly. I will say he did have a clunker against Texas, like right after I said that, I'm pretty sure. But the two starts before that, you're looking at pitched into the sixth inning in both of them. He almost went six full innings in both of them. Both of those were three or less earned runs. So like after a clunker to start the season with six earned runs, then he turned in those two performances. I thought maybe he was starting to kind of turn that corner, just put the early start behind him. But then, you know, 2 2/3 innings against Texas, five earned runs, not great, three home runs. But I will say then comes back against Tampa, and it was five innings, only three hits, no earned runs, five strikeouts. So I think, you know, you might be getting back to that, you know, just put Texas behind you, it was a bad start, and then put the rest of the body to work together. I think that you might be looking good there.
All right. Well, let's get to your pick, because speaking of pitchers throwing up clunkers, you think maybe in this Yankees-Baltimore Orioles game, there could be a pitcher that gets out a little earlier than the odds expect. What's your play?
Yeah, it's, you know, I hate to say it, but Clark Schmidt, I'm going to play him under 16 and a half outs here. I just think the number is probably one out too high. Like it really should be at 15 and a half, I think. But hey, 16 and a half, I'll play the under. I put this out on the website, and if you want to go take a look, there were some different odds that were around, but it was about minus 130 on MGM right before the show started. It was minus 130. So I like it there. But this year, the ERA and the expected ERA are, you know, they've diverged a little bit. That expected ERA is much closer to the 4.6 ERA that he had last year. The 3.55 ERA this year does, you know, look kind of good, 2-0 record. But like I said, the expected stats kind of point towards his future performances maybe lining up more with that ERA from last year in the mid fours. So then you take that, you put on top of that the fact that he's really struggled against the third time through the order. First and second time through the order, he's been pretty good. Even last year, this was a problem. He gets to that third at bat against these hitters and they start to figure him out. Now you put into play that this is in Baltimore, and something that Mike McClure mentioned on the website, actually just looked at. I didn't realize he was also on something for this game, but he mentioned it was going to be in like the 90s for this game and play like a midsummer night in Baltimore. So when you put that, you know, where they're playing, who they're playing in Baltimore, it's a tough division rival. He struggled the third time through the order. Aaron Boone should have the bullpen at his disposal, especially those lefties. Caleb Ferguson, I think, only threw like 10 pitches yesterday. So when you look at the last couple of games for the Yankees, there were blowout wins. They were rather easy. And I think that bullpen, you know, nobody's going to be working 3 days in a row. So you can get a couple guys 2 days in a row in there if you want to. Clay Holmes hasn't pitched in, I think, since the 26th. So 2-3 days here. So you really should have the bullpen there to play the matchup game as you get later into it. You've got Grayson Rodriguez on the other side, who I really don't think is a bad pitcher. And of course, the Yankees offense is doing really well right now, but I don't think he's a terrible pitcher. So I could see this being kind of close. And then you get to that sixth inning, you try to play the matchup game against the lefties. I just don't think he can get through that sixth inning. I really think that this number is just one out too high. So played the under at 16 and a half. Should be able to find it around minus 130 out there.
All right, A-Max picking at least slightly, somewhat against his Yankees. I know that was a tough take to put forward, A-Max. I respect and and value your courage there. All right, we got to get to someone. By the way, Chad Eubanks, you said something about the Dallas Stars money line and Gipper's picks. You've got a crazy plus 865 kind of three-pointer parlay in the chat. So everybody check that out. And speaking of the Dallas Stars, we got to get to our hockey play, and we'll do it right after this message.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are back on the Early Edge. And go ahead, Buckets.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, Big Cheesy in the chat asked our thoughts on Barcelona versus Valencia today. Both teams to score, whether that was playable or not. See, I wanted to just pass that to you, let you answer that one.
That's definitely playable. In fact, I'm glad he brought it up because that was going to be one of my picks today. So he beat me to the punch. Buckets, you agree, right?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I know that Barcelona is a bit of a hit or miss team, but Valencia is still trying to get that top six finish in Spain right now, currently at 47 points. They're only 4 points behind Real Sociedad. So this is kind of, again, we're getting towards that end of the season where teams like Valencia have to go for goals here. A 0-0 does nothing for them. I think it's a good shout, Big Cheesy.
Yeah, and if Buckets hadn't so rudely interrupted me there, I would have also said that Valencia, of course, fighting to get into that top six. So, Buckets cut me off a little bit, but everybody knows I'm a soccer capper after hitting that minus 800 soccer play about a month ago. All right, let's get to a couple sports line picks. We've got the Yankees Orioles. So we just talked about it with AMAX. We're going to take the over there of 8.5 at minus 120. Again, that's Grayson Rodriguez and Clark Schmidt. Certainly like that play. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that is Mike McClure's play. If it is, you'll have to go to sportsline.com/join to find out. By the way, type in the promo code winners. You'll get 60% off the annual plan. That game's at 6:35. And then Chad Eubanks, good look, because Sportsline likes the Stars as well. Stars money line at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time tonight. Stars, of course, at the Vegas Knights. Money line is minus 115. Hey, can I ask you and AMAX, you and Prop Stars, I want to ask you about a game that I had my eye on. And listen, full disclosure, we didn't talk about this before the show. If you don't have a play on this or if you didn't look at this game, it's totally fine. I don't want you to give out information you're not prepared to give out. But I was looking at this Dodgers game. And, you know, I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at the total. I was thinking about playing the Dodgers team total over 5.5 or the over in that game of 10. I just think it's a really – with Tommy Henry on the mound and, you know, listen – he has some good games and some bad games, but when it's teams that are good against lefties, he can have some trouble, which we saw a couple of starts ago. I just really like the over of 10, but I also think when Tommy Henry gets hit up, he really gets hit up. And I think this Dodgers lineup is just primed to score six or more runs. Hey, Max, I'm going to go to you first. Any thoughts on a team total over or an over in that particular game?
So team total over, I think you're saying it's a 5.5, right? I don't exactly know what the odds are there. Maybe you just set them in.
It's like minus 108.
Okay, so you're not in plus odds. I probably would pass on it, but I will say we've seen me fade Tommy Henry quite a few times this year, not only on the strikeouts, but on the outs. I certainly think that he could get hit up against the Dodgers. So if you want to fade somebody, Tommy Henry is on a nice list of guys I'm down to fade with you there.
Yeah, fair enough. And Proppy, any play on that as it pertains to the over? I mean, obviously Paxton's ERA looks good, but the advanced metrics not looking great for Paxton. Any thoughts on maybe the total over there or a team total over, or is it just a stay away for you?
Not something I've given a lot of look at. See, I'd lean over just at first glance, though.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Something I might play later on in the night. All right, Proppy, well, you do have two picks that you definitely are prepared for. Picks you came to the show with. Let's talk about your NBA and your MLB pick.
Yeah, we will start with the hardwood. See, I'm going to go to the much maligned Drew Holiday. I'm going over 18.5 points, rebounds, and assists for the two-time All-Star. This is just a severely discounted combination line for Drew, who is really struggling in the postseason. He's averaging 6 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists per game. Not very good production. He's still a very good defender, making an impact that doesn't necessarily appear here on the box score, but that is not very good from your starting point guard who's playing upwards of 35 minutes per game. I think he is due for a much better showing tonight against Miami. Drew averaged 12 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists for over 22 PRA in the regular season, and that is with him sacrificing quite a bit of usage and production in this Boston Celtics lineup, which has multiple elite scorers, obviously, Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis, Jalen Brown, and Derek White is a very fine scorer as well. But I just expect Drew to be a lot more aggressive. He's shooting 26% from the field. He can actually get home on this line with a poor performance if he just takes a couple more shots and he's a little more involved. So we don't even need a big uptick in efficiency in order to cash this if he's going to play 35 plus minutes, which I expect him to tonight. So I will take the discount on Drew Holiday. Despite him playing poorly, he is much better than what he has shown, particularly on the offensive end. And then I'm going to go over to the MLB. I've got a K prop that both AMAX and I like quite a bit. That is Los Angeles Angels pitcher Griffin Canning to go under 5.5 strikeouts. Canning has really struggled this season, both from the K department and also just pitching in general. 7.5 ERA. He has 20 strikeouts over 24 innings. If we look under the hood, as I like to say, at the underlying metrics, he is averaging a career low swinging strike percentage, which certainly indicates that these numbers aren't a fluke. He's not necessarily running cold on strikeouts. So facing a Phillies lineup that's been very stingy as far as strikeouts recently, they've also been performing really well. So they could certainly get to Canning early, shorten his night. They've had 7 runs, I believe, in 6 of their last 9 games. Then over the last 2 weeks, they have a sub 19% K rate, bottom 5 against opposing right-handed pitchers. So this is also a difficult matchup for Griffin Canning, who has really struggled. So we're going under 5.5 strikeouts, over 18.5 points, rebounds, and assists for Drew Holiday.
I absolutely love it. You know what's interesting? I forgot to mention yesterday before, because you all remember, I don't know who was on the show with me, and it was about a week and a half ago, I was on the show with Larry. He, of course, had that series price of the Suns over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Can I tell you that not only did he give me the opportunity to collect the plus 110 versus the minus 130, as opposed to just making it an even showdown, he paid me before game 4 started. He literally paid me the plus 110 before game 4 even started, because that thing was absolutely over. And it's interesting. What reminded me of that was Ali Lonzak is asking Big Cheesy who he's cheering for, since the Sacramento Kings are not in the playoffs. Apparently he's not cheering for anybody. But I do want to point out this Minnesota Timberwolves team. And Poppy, let me just kick it back to you real quick, because we talked about it about a week and a half ago. They were plus 700 to win the West. I think it was like last Thursday I mentioned that. And then, of course, they were plus 1,700 to win it all. I think teams like that, and I've mentioned the Knicks over time as well at like plus 1,400, plus 1,500 a few weeks back. I think teams like that are very much in the mix. Proppy, any teams that come to mind, or is it those two teams?
I like Minnesota quite a bit. See, one thing that we know that translates to the postseason from the regular season is defense. Yep. This was the number one overall defense throughout the entire regular season. Rudy Gobert, just a defensive anchor, played phenomenal. And the remainder, his teammates also played exceptionally well. In addition to Rudy Gobert. So the defense certainly has shown up in this series. Didn't expect a sweep of the Suns, but the Suns just had been kind of underachieving all season long. It doesn't surprise me to see them get rolled here. Anthony Edwards turning into an absolute superstar, top 10 player in the NBA before our very eyes. He looks like a viable MVP candidate. So I look out for this Minnesota team. They're for real. I think they're going to give fits to whether it be Denver or if they end up playing Oklahoma City, whoever they end up matching up with, they're not going to be an easy out whatsoever. So this Timberwolves team is very good.
Yeah. Okay, Max, go ahead.
Just real quick, see, I saw a couple of questions. I didn't want to leave them hanging here. Yeah. So one, we had just really quick, they asked about a Joe Ryan strikeout ladder today. I mentioned this on my extra innings show, but be a little bit careful with betting against the White Sox for right now. And I say that because they've added Tommy Pham to the top of the lineup. He's got 5 hits in his first like 15 at bats with them. He's only struck out twice. So be a little bit careful if you're betting on, you know, strikeouts for like some of the stats you're looking at don't include what Tommy Pham has done and will do moving forward. So just be a little bit careful there. Gunnar Henderson over 2.5 hits, runs, RBI. See ya, your guy here for the O's. I kind of like that, hitting top of the order there in that game. Last year, lefties hit 300 against Clark Schmidt. And then lastly, Mark Buchholz, he asked about that game you were asking about, LA and Arizona. He said that this is the first time they're going to see them since the playoffs last year. So, hey, I actually think stuff like that brings some extra motivation into it.
Yeah, I like that comment by Mark as well. And thank you for catching up, because I actually meant to ask you about the Joe Ryan ladder that Eclipse BYD put out there, and I hadn't gotten to it yet. So I absolutely love that. By the way, you mentioned so I know you're on the Early Edge, of course, every Saturday, which has really helped to collect a 5-1 record over the last 2 weeks. But you do a show, correct me if I'm wrong, on Twitter Spaces. Is it right after that Early Edge show on Saturday mornings?
Yeah, it just kind of originated from doing that show and then some folks in the chat asking questions, wanting a little more info. So we hop on my Twitter Spaces for like an hour after the show and just kind of go back and forth about whatever questions anybody has for that day.
I absolutely love that. Tune into that. AMAG's always putting out great content on Twitter and Twitter Spaces, as it turns out. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. Buckets gave me a bad pronunciation and then he bounced. So I am just so upset about what I have to try to pull off here. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to shorten it. It's Brahm, draw no bet at -125. Of course, it's probably Brahmakarna, I'm going to go with that. And then, of course, Genoa, both teams to score -110. I'm going to take the Tigers first 5 money line at -114. AMAX, Clark Schmidt under 16.5 outs at -130. Proppy, Drew Holiday over 18.5 points, rebounds, and assists at -115. And Griffin Canning under 5.5 Ks at -125. Sportsline picks. And there's a little addendum here, because that Yankees Orioles over 8.5, that was put out by Mike McClure on Sportsline at -120. But according to Eric David, and thank you so much, Eric, he said he'd played up to 9 at -110 or shorter. So again, if you see it at 9, which it is at most books, that's what happens when Mike McClure puts out a pick. It usually moves. If you have it at 9 at -110, that is also apparently fine. And the Stars money line, -115 in the NHL playoffs tonight. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, we missed Buckets on the back end, but what a great show. We had a lot of MLB analysis, a lot of off-the-cuff stuff. I still kind of like that Dodgers over. We talked about a lot of other games, maybe some ladder props or maybe some anti-ladder props here. Thank you very much to Jake the Snake on the ones and twos. Let's all have an amazing Monday. Let's start the week strong with a ton of positivity. On behalf of Buckets, on behalf of Prop Stars, AMAGS, and of course, like I said, Jake the Snake doing all the hard work behind the scenes. This is the Early Edge. I am the Counselor. See you tomorrow, everybody. We rest our case.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.